one of the most painful things that I have in life is stopping the sound of Beis Medrash for Shir. Right? Baruch Hashem, with the beautiful sound of Beis Medrash. That tremendous Ilan Hashemah for Mrs. Landesman Olah Shalom. I want to recognize the presence of Rabbi Landesman and again use the opportunity to thank him for everything which he's done for the Karlal, for the yeshiva, for the community, for over 50 years in this community. And Baruch Hashem, we're able to see the Peiros, such a beautiful thing. So we see that this status of a child is not such an easy thing to understand. Exactly how the Torah looks at a child. What's the status of a child in halacha? We know there's a concept of chinuch, and the Rishonim are going to grapple with, and we'll see. Hopefully, we'll have time to look at how the Rishonim differentiate between this Gemara and the concept of chinuch. Why isn't the issue of chinuch coming into our sugya? The Rishonim assume that it's not, and this is not a question of chinuch. And the question is why, and that's if you look into the table of contents. So pages 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18 deal with the interface between this Gemara and the mitzvah of chinuch, why this is not the mitzvah of chinuch. Okay, but now that it's not the mitzvah of chinuch, what is this discussion that takes place in the Gemara? So let's see the Gemara and see where we're going to go. So the Gemara says a story that Rabbi Yitzchak bar Bisna, Irchasele Mitzche de Be Mitrosha, Bershusad Rabin, take out the word Bishabata. Rabbi takes out the word Bishabata. See, he lost the keys to the Beis Medrash. Also, he lost them not on Shabbos. He wasn't carrying them on Shabbos. He can't carry them on Shabbos. He lost them on Friday. Okay, now it's Shabbos morning, and he doesn't have the keys to the Beis Medrash, and you got to get Beis Medrash to learn. Like, what else do you do on Shabbos? Right? It's a choice between the Cholent and the Beis Medrash. The Beis Medrash wins, so he needs the keys to the Beis Medrash. Also, Kameh Rabbi Pedos, Ermalei, he says, what can you do? So, Zil Tabar Tali Bataya, Litaya Lahosim. Go bring some little children, which are boys and girls, and let them play over there. If they find it, they're going to bring it back into, you know, you're standing in front of the shul. Say, hey, I found the keys. So now you buy the shul, you have the keys, you open the key, you open the shul. Solve the problem. And kids are very good at finding these type of things, so it'll be a great idea. Mor says, yeah, but the kid's carrying on Shabbos. You are facilitating the child to carry on Shabbos, but not directly, you're not telling any child to do it, you don't know what's going to happen, but definitely the child's going to be carrying on Shabbos, and it doesn't seem to bother us. So Mor says, Almok, Sover, Cotton, Echon, the Velis, Ain Bezin, Mitzvah, Hafrisha. If we see a child doing something improper, we don't have to stop him. If we're going to allow this to happen, means we don't have to stop the child. Which means, if you see a child doing something improper, there's no responsibility to take the child away from the Avera. We pointed out again that some Sover says the word Bezin doesn't mean only Bezin, it means any adult. Usage of the Gemara, but Bezin means any adults. It means adults. The Gemara is saying, you see from this story, that he holds that an adult does not need to stop the child from doing something improper. I see something, the child doing something wrong, Gzinta hates. Now, it's a fair question. What happened to the Nuchinuch? And we'll get to that, hopefully. The Gemara says, Lemim Siele, let's prove this halacha. You can't tell a child to bring it to you. But you can allow him to do tlisha, the malacha of kaitzer. You can allow him to throw something, the malacha of hitzor. You can allow him to do malachas and shabbos. So you see, you don't have to stop a child from doing an avera. Some rabbi, no, you can't prove it from there. I could really argue that you must stop a child. But that reason why over here that you don't have to stop him is talking about which is the Rabbanan. We're talking about the Rabbanans. So by saying, I really could hold that you must stop the child. You must stop the child if he does something wrong. But not only by the Raisas, not by the Rabbanans. That's how we could differentiate and take away the proof from this Raisa. So by not saying definitively, saying you want to prove it, you can't prove it from this Raisa. I can make up a difference between the Raisas and the Rabbanans. It might be true, it might not be true, but we've taken away our proof because we could make such a difference. Now, how would we understand that difference? Let's think about this for a second. If that would be true that you must stop a child from doing an Aveira, I see a child doing an Aveira de Raisa, I say, excuse me, you can't do that. I see a child speaking Lashon Hara, I must stop him. It's an Aveira de Raisa, you have to stop him. Is there a button? Isn't the hate? Don't worry about it. So, we could argue, if the Rabbanans, the Rabbanan never put any responsibility on the children, okay, so it's not an Aveira. We could argue like that. We could argue there's a Nesiva, there's a fascinating Nesiva, and Nesiva says that the root of the Aveira de Rabbanan is the act of not listening to the rabbi. The Chalmim made an Isser, Lois Sosim in the Dabar Shegidah L'Chayim in a small. Torah says don't do something. You should not deviate. So if I didn't know there's something wrong with it, I'm not called deviating. I didn't know. I'm not rebelling against his words. So Katan is not considered enough understanding to say that he's rebelling. So it's not even an Aveira when it comes to Loi Saucer. It's not an act of Loi Saucer. That's what the Nesiva says. He says as regards to a person does it derabanan b'shoigeg, it's not called an Aveira at all. A person does it deraisa b'shoigeg, obviously it's an Aveira, it's a b'shoigeg. A person does it derabanan b'shoigeg, it's not called an Aveira, an act of Aveira at b'chlau. So you could argue the same thing over here. Okay. So right now we haven't proved. Rapido says ein bezem mitzvah lafrisha. The proof is not a proof. The Mora says brings another proof. Katan habo lachabes armeloy al tachabes. If a katan comes on Shabbos, he sees a fire and he wants to put out the fire, so it's not a life threatening situation. It's just he just wants to save some money. You're not allowed to put out a fire on Shabbos to save money. Well, you have to stop the child from putting out the fire. So we see if a child is doing something wrong, you have to stop him. You are responsible to make sure the child is shoveis. So the more so you see that you have a chiv to stop the child from doing an aveir. So the more is assuming that it's not only by Shabbos, it's by anything. So it's a proof that not like what Rav Pedos said. So Rav Yochanan bois al das sofif. No, that case over there is a case where the child is doing it for the father. That's a different ballgame. This which we're allowing the child to... Really, a child can continue doing his... And if his child puts out a fire on Shabbos on his own, I don't have to stop him. But over here, the father is standing over there. The child understands the father wants him to do it. So he's doing it for the father. That's considered like the father's telling him to do it. That's... We'll see later on. The father cannot tell the child to do it. He may not tell the child to do it. Okay, and the Mor brings another example of this toshma. The shaded part. So you have a child which is his father is a Talmud Chacham. He's makbid on certain the halachas of Meiser, and the grandfather is not knowledgeable. And question: must you be at a Paris? If you see the child holding something which the chaver would not eat this item, the father would not eat this item, he does not need to take it away from the child. You don't have to stop him. That's where Pados is then. So the says, yeah, that's a whole different ballgame. That's the halacha of demai, which is a very lenient area of halacha, to the rabbanon, that's even a very lenient rabbanon. So there we didn't stop it. But otherwise, the Mora says, El time of the demaihu havari boy lesure, but if it be a vada, you have to take it away from the child. You may not let him eat it. At this circumstance, you must take it away, take off meiser, and then give it back to him. So we see that Rabbi Yochanan is saying you have to stop him. Rabbi Yochanan said before you don't have to stop him. The only case is a problem if he's doing it for the father, but if he's not doing it for the father, he's going to hate. So Rabbi Yochanan said before we do not have to stop the child unless he's doing it for the father. Here we're saying, Rabbi Yochanan is saying, in the case of a real bona fide aveira, not demai, you must stop him. So Rabbi Yochanan is a steer in Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said it's only us in the case he's doing it for the father. So Rabbi Yochanan is not sure what the law is. So he says, I can't prove any price you bring. I can give you an answer the other way. So I can't prove anything. It can go this way and go that way. I don't know. I have no idea what the psak is. So Rabbi Yochanan is mesutik. So when we're standing at this point in the Gemara, we know that Rados says it's mutter. Ein bezem mitzvah lafrisha. An adult does not need to stop the child. Rabbi Yochanan says, I'm not sure what the halacha is. Maybe yes, maybe no. Okay, further down the Gemara, the Mora comes along and says, what about, let's bring some more rais. We skipped some of the rais. The Mora, like you pointed out, there's 11 rais in the Gemara. We're only going to do these. So down at the bottom of the page, the Mora goes through three rais, which are the same. We have psukim, which indicate that you must stop the child. So you see that you must stop the child. And each one, the Mora says, no, that's a case where he's not the issue over there is not the child's doing it on his own and you're stopping him, but rather the issue over there is you may not feed it to the child. You may not give it to the child. The Mor Shabbos, which we didn't put it in the back, but discusses how far do you call giving? What's called giving? Does it mean physically putting it in his hand, putting it in his mouth, putting it in front of him? Where do you draw the line? What's called giving? That's a separate discussion. But you may not give it to him. So even though I don't have to stop him, but I may not give it to the child. That's all three cases are at the bottom of the page. So we'd want to try to understand the logic behind this Gemara. What's the argument? What's the discussion to understand whether we should say Bezin should stop him or not? An adult should see the child doing something wrong, and should we stop him or not? So let's think about it for a second. If I see an adult doing something wrong. I see a gadol doing something wrong. So what's the halacha? I have to stop him. Why? Why do I have to? I see an adult doing something wrong. I must stop him. So we know because there's a mitzvah techacha. Mitzvah techacha requires me to correct something that's doing something wrong. So it could be through words, it could be through actions, but I should try and prevent him from doing something wrong. So gadol, I have to stop him. If I see a non-Jew, obviously I don't have to stop him. So where does the covenant fit into the picture? He's Jewish. So Jews, you have to stop. So why shouldn't you have to stop him? Well, we could argue like this. Why don't you have to stop the goy? Because he doesn't have a mitzvah. It's not an avera for him. He's not mitzvah. The child doesn't have the command. The same way a goy doesn't have the command. So a goy comes to eat nevela, I say, enjoy your lunch. Right? If I see a child wanting to eat nevela, I say, the commands of the Torah do not apply to children. So I say, enjoy your lunch. Right? No problem. Like, why can't he eat nevela? He's not mitzvah in the mitzvah of the isser of nevela. So let him eat nevela. What's the problem? Ain bezim mitzvah nafrishes. That's Rabbi Nosson's argument. He's not mitzvah, so why should you stop him? So Rabbi Nosson makes a lot of sense, right? Rabbi Yochanan is masufik. So we're not sure what Rabbi Yochanan's masufik is. What exactly is Rabbi Yochanan's masufik? And I have to tell you, I had a lot of hanoah. I went around this, throwing out this question to different Karusa shops. I came up with five different explanations in the shadow of the Gemara. And all of them were fascinating. I have to tell you, I had such hanoah from the fascinating different explanations. One said the argument, of course a child has been. So is there arvus for a katan? Does an adult have responsibility for somebody else's katan? One explanation, another alternate explanation in the Gemara. Maybe the discussion is that we'll argue that it is called an avera. That's not the issue, right? But the root of the stopping somebody is because of the result. The result is negative. This is called a negative result by Cotton. Different ways to explain the discussion. But let's assume that the issue over here is the child mitzvah? If he's not mitzvah, so not a nevela. There's nothing wrong with it. It's the child eating a nevela is no worse than a child eating shkuta, eating an animal which is kosher. Now, we know there's something called timtum alev. It's not good for you, but the more connected to other veras as well. So we're not talking about timtum alev over here. We're not getting involved in that issue, right? So the issue over here, a child's about to do malach on Shabbos. A child's about to light a fire on Shabbos. A child's about to scribble on the wall on Shabbos. A common issue, right? I'm not the parent. Right, the parent stepped out, you know, and then the kid, you know, grabs a crayon and is about to scribble on my wall. So I might want to stop him for other reasons, but mitzvah of Shabbos, I say, like, what's wrong? He's not allowed to write on Shabbos. He doesn't have the mitzvah of Shabbos. Let him write on Shabbos. Right? That's what Rabbi Dosa is saying. So, and it comes from Yerchan and says, I'm not sure about that. And maybe it's something wrong with it. But according to Rabbi Dosa, it doesn't seem to be an aver b'chlal. The challenge is that on page 6 and 7, we have a Gemara in Sanhedrin which seems to say explicitly not like this. That it is called an aver when a child does it. Okay, so page 6 is the background, and page 7 is the relevant piece of Gemara. So page 6 gives us the background. We know, if a person was doing a maisa aver, a person would do a maisa of bia, living with an animal, so the halacha is that not only do you punish the person, you kill the animal. So Misha says, what did the animal do wrong? He didn't do an avera. Like, why should you kill the animal? The person deserves to get killed. He did an avera. He has to get punished. Why should the animal be killed? So the Mishnah gives two reasons. It was used for an avera. This animal was used for an avera. An animal used for an avera, it should be removed from the world. All right, that's the problem. Second reason, the Mora says, Dabar Acher, Behema Veres Peshuk, Yerma Zuhi, Shadisko Pani Al Yadu. It's embarrassing to have this animal walking around and saying, oh, that's the animal with so and so did a Maisabia. So it's a bizoyan, it's a kaloyan, it's a busha. So we have to remove the animal because of the busha. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah gives me two reasons. Takala, the animal was used for an Aveira. Cologne, it's a busha to have this animal walking around, which was used for something of that sort. Comes the Mora on the Nehema Beis, and the Mora wants to know, the Mora is discussing, if a child would do a Maisa Bia with a Behema, would it be considered, would you kill the animal or not? Right, so the Mora says, what's the question? So the Mora brings, the case of Ben Teisha Shana Rimecha, the loch is, the person is a Behema, the male government is Behema, and it's Kelos Al Yodri. If a child has beer with the behemoth, you kill the behemoth. The child doesn't get any earnest. She's a kotzer. He's potter. But the animal is killed. So Mora says, what do you mean? It's embarrassing, it's busha that this animal was used, that this is the animal which was used by the child to do something which we understand is improper. So you understand that that's the reason to kill them. But if the argument is that you need the second requirement of aveira, the Mora says, no, it's not an aveira. So more answers, no. Kivan de mezid hu tekolonami ika. The child did it intentionally. It's called an aveira. Rachmanu hu tekhasa luye. But the Bereshim had rachmanus on the child, even though he's doing an aveira, but mezid doesn't get punished. Okay? A lady de chos rachmanu, abahema le chos rachmanu. So the more saying, the child's act is an aveira. And aveira was done with this animal, so you have to kill the animal. Child, the Bereshim had rachmanus on the child, but he didn't kill the child. He's not old enough to understand totally. He's amazed. He did it intentionally. He doesn't understand totally. Not enough that we could kill the child. But the animal was used for an aveira. So the Mora is saying that the act of with the child with the animal is called an aveira. The Mora Yavama says it's not an aveira. Because to be an aveira, of course you would stop him. I see an adult doing an aveira, I stop him. I see a cop doing an aveira, I should stop him. So there seems to be a steer between the two Gemaras. So that's the challenge which we have. So again, we're grappling with the status of a child intrinsically. Not the responsibility. The root over here, the issue is not the adult. But before you get to the adult, what's the actions of a child? The actions of a child called something which is called an aveira. If that is true, we would assume that an adult should help him by stopping him. Or alternatively, the act is not called an aveira. It's not called an aveira. There's no mitzvah, so it's not called an aveira. The Gemara in Yavama seems to say it's not an aveira. The Gemara in Sanhedrin seems to say very clearly, without any unequivocally, this is called an aveira. No doubts about it. So child's act is called an act of aveira. So what means a child act? Now, fast forwarding, okay? So obviously he can't get punished. We take no action. It's not actionable against the child. He's not culpable. There's no action against the child. Okay, he becomes an adult. Does he need to do tshuva for what he did? Well, it's an aveira, yes. It's not an aveira, no. All right, so the more in Yerubama says, not an aveira. No need for tshuva. The more in Sanhedrin says, aveira, do tshuva. Right, so the example which the Truman Zadeshan discussed, a child who gave his father, he was 10 years old, he gave his father a clawler. He hit his father and he cursed his father. He's 20 years old, he looks back and has tremendous, right? Does he have a chiyuv to do tshuva on that act? Well, he was a katan. It's not an aveira. There isn't an aveira. Does he have to do tshuva or not? So that's the root of the question over here. So Rabbi Chanan raises the question. But before I get to Rabbi Chanan, I want to go to page 10, just to keep you hanging a little more. So the Prima Gadolim says, one second, the Truman Sedeshin says, I have a problem. I don't understand. If you're telling me that's not an aveira and that's why you don't have to stop him, why can't you feed it to him? Why can't you feed it to him if it's not an aveira? Why can't you, it'd be much cheaper. Imagine like this, we complain about tuitions, Katanim, we would feed them, the regular ground meat, a tray for ground meat, because it's not an aveira. Give it to him. No, can't give it to him. Why? Because why not? If you're saying you don't have to stop him, so why can't you feed it to him? That's the Shmuel Zeshin's problem. So Shmuel Zeshin says, the question again was that a child was 11 years old, I'm sorry, he was 11 years old and he's Mekal, his father, and he said, he ate a sheker. He wants to receive some direction of how he should do tshuva, how should he do penance, how should he repent for what he did. So his answer is, what are you repenting for? There's nothing wrong. So you're going to ask me a question, there's nothing wrong, he doesn't have to repent, he doesn't have to do penance. So why in the world can't you feed it to him? So you look on page 10, in the shaded area of the Truman Sedeshin. So he quotes our Gemara in Yavamas, and he says, we're talking about a child which is of age already. Now, so the last second, the last line in the shaded, he says, well, I see crawl the Oster Torah, the Lavisir Lebi Diamond, but you can't feed it to him, so why not? If it's not an aveira, like I just pointed out, so why can't you feed it to him? Yeshamer the time, the cup of Rachmana, the reason why you may not feed it to him is Yeah, but you're training him to do bad things. He'll become a gadol, he'll continue doing it. That's that you can't do. So you can't give it to him because then you're training him to do something wrong. And this is a logic in an issa deraisa. The Torah is saying you may not feed it to him. That's an issa deraisa. The reason why you may not feed it to him is because you will be actively training him to eat things which you shouldn't eat. That you can't do. Okay.
Yes and no, Matt. Before we get into all the Rukhan and all those child doesn't know that he's eating Isser, the entire reason is that he's like, in the lower to be fine.
Theoretically, you're right. If I could hide the fact from him that I got bought this from the from McDonald's, I'd like to theoretically give it to him according to that logic. The problem is it's an Isser D'Oraisa. He's projecting his reasoning into this Isser D'Oraisa. It's always a very, very dangerous area. Like, you know, the reason why Chazar is also because it's trichinosis, you know. Right? You know, you get a very, very dangerous area to go to. So he's saying this is the logic. He says that's how he would say the Sora. The Prima Gaudium in page 11 takes it all the way, which is a Kiddush. But theoretically, I think you're right. Okay. So we have this theorem. What is the status of a child? How does the Torah look at the actions of a child? So Rav Chanan on page 8. So in the second shading, the noise base. So he raises the question. We have a Gemara which says in Sanhedrin that Rachman hu dechas alei. Hoda katan patu hu mishum dechas Rachman alei. Vavehem alochas. Katan is patu because Rachman had mercy on him. So how do you translate that phrase? Normally we say like this, you know, really wasn't a favor, really was bad. But the Rachman had mercy on him. Okay. We can't translate it means he was only relieved from culpability. Right? He's not. We don't hold him responsible. You can't punish him. But the action is wrong. It's an aveira. He has the command. The Gemara over there in Yeromus talks about the concept of Isser Chal al Isser. One Isser taking effect on the second Isser. The Gemara says that how is it possible that multiple Isserim take effect? They all happen at one time. So the Gemara gives an example of how they happen at one time. There are multiple aveiras. This item has multiple aveiras relevant to it. It's Chal of the prohibited fats. It's Yom Kippur. It's from a Korban. So it's Noiser and it's Noiser. So the Gemara has this whole list. It's from a Korban, it's Noiser, it's Chalev, it's Tomei, and it's Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, well, you know, you have this problem. Can different Isurim take effect one on the other on this item? So the Gemara says, no, give me a simple case. That the child became an adult on Yom Kippur. He brought his Tusaris, he brought his physical maturity on Yom Kippur. And all the Avaris take effect at the same time. This is talking about the Isur. All the Isurim take effect at the same moment. There's no Isur till then. And we're saying a child has no Isur until that point in time. So for him, this is a totally permitted item. So, and all of a sudden, when he turns a Gadol, five different things take effect on the item at one time. So the Mora is saying that the Isurim only take effect when he becomes a Gadol. Till he's 13 years old, with Shtei Saris, this item is not Usur to him. So it's not just a Patur from Einish, it's a Patur from, he's removed from the Averim. Okay. So what does it mean? So he says like this. Ella, the Gemara first time of the whole day in a Muzer, ain't no time Yishum Shana Royal has Hiroi. Gemara Ba'akam Shana Muzer. Is the Mshal by Kotten, the Mshal like this. A Goy is no Shaykhis to Mitzvahs. The Mshal Kotten is like a Goy, you know. He's Jewish soul. But he's like, right now he's like a Goy. You know, there's no Mitzvahs by Kotten. It's the same thing as a Goy. It's not the Mshal. The Goy is not in the concept, conceptually in the concept of a mitzvah. A non-Koyan doesn't have any shaykhus to the Suri Kahuna. So, right? So would we say, for example, a Goy undertakes not to eat in the Vela, he's doing a good act, like it's like he's doing a mitzvah, it's no shaykhus to it. But I say a non-Koyan, right. The Kohen he's mimakbid not to be metamal the mesa. I want to be like a Kohen. That's kahanim. Doesn't it plus some tie to a non Kohen? He's not not to mirror grusha because kahanim don't mirror grusha. And it's a voice. That's ridiculous. He has no shaykh to the Isser. It's irrelevant to him. It's irrelevant to the goy, the Isser of the veil. That's not true. Really, the action applies to Katan as well. But the Torah did not give the actual command. The Rosh Hashanah did not want to give him a command. The Rosh Hashanah had mercy not to give him the actual commands. He's not holding by the age of maturity to undertake the responsibilities of what he can do and cannot do. That we did not apply it to him. So I understand what he's saying like this. For those of you who are familiar with the famous Brisket Chakira of Isser Gavra and Isser Chavsa. So Isser Gavra, Isser Chavsa is usually translated. There are certain avers which we look at and we see them, that the root, the starting point is the item. We look at Nevela, we look at Chazer, we look at, you know, there's something bad over here. There's an item over here which is like, is improper. And then the Torah commanded, because it's improper and it's something bad about this action of eating it, don't eat it. So the starting point is the Chavsa, the item itself. There's certain things I can't say, you know, lighting a candle on Shabbos, lighting a fire on Shabbos. It's like, wait, man, it's a horrible thing, it's disgusting, it's bad, and that's why you don't do it on Shabbos. No, there's a command not to light an air on Shabbos. So it's the action, the starting point is the person. You should not light an air on Shabbos. I'm not saying there's something wrong with the item itself. Comes along with Rabbi Yosef Engel, and asks the Raisa, and he says, well, I have a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says that the Lachas, you may not light a Havdalah candle on a Ner, you may not say Havdalah on a Ner which was used for an Aveir. So therefore the Gemara says, you may not use, if a Goy lit a candle on Shabbos, you may not use that Ner for Havdalah, because it was used for an Aveir. What Aveir did a Goy do when he lights a candle on Shabbos? He didn't do anything wrong. So what's the Aveir? If the only starting point is the person, a goy is not mitzvah in Shabbos, there's nothing wrong with him lighting a ner on Shabbos, there's no aveira done at all by lighting this candle on Shabbos. So why can't I use this candle for Havdalah?
Is that the makor for ner shabbos?
It's along those lines, but it's a little bit separate. That's another layer beyond that. But the full phrase of Nishra Shabbos and Aveira, but that actually means something else. Nishra Shabbos and Aveira means, okay, I don't want to get into it yet. Okay, so he says, so you see that we have to restate our statement. We assume that you cannot apply the concept of an Isser Chefsa, that the item itself is the problem, to an action. That's wrong. You can apply the concept that the item, that the action itself is objectionable. The action itself is something which has elements of Aveira in it. Even though you're not commanded in it. Just like we understand when a goy eats chazer, the chazer is still chazer. Just the goy doesn't have the command of chazer. But it's still called eating chazer. He ate chazer. Right? So the goy lit an Aaron Shabbos. That's an action which is objectionable. Zatur B'chanan, the child is the exact same thing. The action is an action which is objectionable, but he has no command to do. So my command to make sure he does mitzvahs, I don't have to stop him. It's not called an aveir. But the action is an action which is still objectionable. So therefore it's called a tekola, and you would have to kill the animal.
The Isra on the Chavetz is only if the Gavra has shaykhus to the Isra, though. You can't make a Chavetz al-Asra if the person himself is not trying to.
So how do you understand the Gemara that you can't, that the Goy lit in here? Okay, so apparently that assumption would probably be limit. You have to limit that assumption. Right? Right? Okay. So Zatur B'chanan says the Sibas Isra Shaykh Yisrael Kutn Kumei Yisrael Gadol. The concept of the Veira, he's a Jew, he's within the world of commands. Rabbi Chanan is saying, I think he's much easier than Rabbi Yosef Engel. Kutn is a Jew, the concept of the Veira applies to him. The Sibas Isra, this is something which is not acceptable for a Jew to do, applies to him. But the Rabbi Shem Hadrach Manas, since we can't put responsibility on a child, we didn't give the responsibility to the child yet. But it's not that the action is not objectionable for the child. So, therefore, we can say you don't have to stop him because it's not an aveira. But you could also say if he does it, it's something which the action was objectionable, and we have to kill the animal. Nachum was asking an interesting question. So we have to revamp our understanding of the Gemara and Yavamis then, that the reason why we stop a child is not because. Let me repeat the question. Okay, so. Once we're saying that the Sivas Isser is there, that it intrinsically is objectionable, so why shouldn't you be mitzvah to the Hafrisha? Let's go back to the Mor Yavama. So why shouldn't you stop him? So we have to revamp our understanding. The Rabbanan say that we misunderstood the Gemara in Yevamos. It's not that there's nothing bad there, quote unquote. The responsibility to be mitzvah is because it depends on the mitzvah element. So if he has a command not to eat it, you must, you're responsible because of techocho or because of arvus to make sure that he does the mitzvahs. He's not mitzvah of the mitzvah. You don't have to stop him. Now, again, I'm not discussing the emotional issue. It's a good idea, a bad idea. It's good for bad or him. Should you stop it? I'm not getting involved in that. But just conceptually, they were saying that there seems to be nothing now. That's where Rav Chanan is going to come out. So what Nochem was asking is a very important question. So let's go back to the Trumas Hadesh. So now the Katan cursed his father at the age of 11 years old. Should he do tshuva when he becomes a god? So if we said before that the action is zero, so why should you do tshuva? You tell me, no, it's not zero. The action is, it's objectionable. But he's not commanded at all in this mitzvah. So therefore, should he have to do tshuva about it or not? The Trumas Hadesh says, well, Amos Vilna Frisha must be son of Nevera, so you don't do tshuva. But Rav Chanan said the same thing. So let's see how the Ramah brings down this halacha. Let's turn to page 22. So the shade in the Ramah up on the top. So there's really three points in the Ramah. I'm going to the last point. It's three lines into the Ramah, five lines from the top of the Shulchan Aruch. The Katan Shehika Aviv over Sharav Erekatan. So he's quoting the Trumas Hadesh. And the child hit his father, or he did a different avera, but katnusay. Al bish enot zark tshuva kishehigdol. Become welcome tovel shiakabel alatzma is a dover l'tshuva l'chaparo. Al bish over katam shenatsa baranshin. So the Ramah makes an interesting mix. He says, you know what? Come to tshuva, we should do something, right? Some type of kapar. So like, make up your mind. So if you look at the Gerah on the bottom, and he says, you know the tshuva, he says. You know, the tshuva came mashma mideinu mechuyev lafrisha. We don't have to stop him. He's not an aver. It's not an aver. Why do you have the tshuva? If it be someone you have the tshuva for, you have to stop him. So you don't reach down and say, you know, reach back and say do tshuva. But on the other hand, the Ramah says there's a gemara in Baba Kama, a gemara in Sanhedrin, which is mashma that you know you should do something. So the Ramah seems to give us that there. We have this dichotomy. It's not really an aveira, and you can't be mechayev within shuva, which is not an aveira. On the other hand, you can't call it was a davar toiv. There was an element of ra over there, and therefore you should, in some way, cleanse yourself from that, do something for kapora. You should do something for kapora. So you have an interesting, the rabbis, will, when they're in their drushes for Yom Yerayim, will tell you, is a concept of shuva, which is not an aveira, but you still need kapora. No shuva, but yes kapora. It's such a Messias child, so I'm throwing out to the rabbis to figure out. Okay. Yeah. Possibly. Okay. Now, the Ramah does not seem to do this. It's a Sharaveiris. So I don't know. It's hard to go there in the Ramah. Okay.
And how are you supposed to be shot
anyways? Right. Okay. Now, so let's. Let's see if we can. If we have a lot of time over here. Let's see if we can bring it to Lachon Lamaisa. So, what happened to the mitzvah chinuch? So, we ignored chinuch. We took chinuch off the table. Let's put chinuch back on the table for a second. So, why isn't there an issue of chinuch in our Gemara? So, we should have two approaches. So, first, I want you to go to page 14. So for those of you who are of my age and above. We had Rachmanis, and we blew up the Tosfos Yesharim from. You can see on the bottom how small it was. Even now, it's still small, but you know, Kal v'chomer. So the Mishnah over there talks about the mitzvah of chinuch. You have to mechanach the child by Yom Kippur to fast. Yom Tamar Harmin v'choldot the katan echol nevelus in bezim mitzvah nafrishoy. Bezim doesn't have to stop him. So I don't understand. How should chinuch mechanachin nafrishoy mitzur my boy? If you have to train him, obviously you have to stop him from doing something bad. Chinuch is train him to do good, stop him from doing bad. That's translation of chinuch. So how could you say, you know, I'll train you to do good, but you do bad, don't worry about it. You know, just keep doing it. How could that be? So he gives two answers. The first answer he gives Yes, chinuch is for aseis, not for lois aseis. That's his first answer. Go down to the wide line, the second wide line. Rabbi Omer, the chinuch l'shach el ba'av, avol demachar l'shach bechinuch. So, Hilchanami and Afrisha. The difference is between the father and everybody else. I mean, some chinuch is on the father. So your question, what happened to the chinuch? The answer is that Agur Mor is not talking about the father. That's how Tosfos Yeshanim answers. Second answer is the mitzvah chinuch applies to only to the father. It's not the father over here. So why? So what is my issue? Do I have to stop? Same way I have to stop a gadol. It's not my child. I see another gadol doing something wrong. I have a mitzvah to mechiyach him. So I have to. What a child? Don't worry about it. That's how he answers the issue of chinuch. Tosfos in Shabbos, page 13, gives a different answer. So 1.5 lines in the Torah says, "Major nafkamin in halacha." Menira demar bekatan shlo higiyah lechinuch. Higiyah lechinuch kimin shehichayv lechanuch kol shein tzorach lefrish shlo yasaver. He says this whole discussion in Yevamos is all talking about a child under the age of chinuch. Once a child reaches the age of chinuch, every adult in Klal Yisrael has a chiyuv to mechanuch him, and you must stop him. Every adult, not only the father. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, back on page 22, or actually go to page 21. So the Shulchan Aruch brings the difference of the Tosfos Yeshanim. Cotton of the veil is a bezin mitzvah lafrishoy. I will obviously mitzvah, but ligavar lafrishoy. A cotton bezin, and other adults do not have to stop him, but the father must stop him. Right? That's what the Tosfos Yeshanim's second answer was. The father must stop him. Everybody else doesn't have to. Comes along the Ramah on page 22. The beginning of the Ramah, the Yeshanim, the calls that the cotton shlo higiyah lechinuch. I'll be giyah lechinuch, tzrichim lafrishoy. Tosfos and Shabbos. If the child is an age of chinuch, any adult must stop the child. Some disagree and say, no, it doesn't apply. The chinuch is only by the father. So that's this argument. The Rambam brings both opinions. So what do we do? Page 23, Mr. Baruch. I'll call Adam Lafrisham Yisura Kamoy Aloviv. The midst of making sure they do things properly applies to all adults. So, what do we do? So, by the raisa, you have to be machmer, and any adult would have a chiyuv to stop the child. If you see a non-Jew giving to a Jewish child, not your child, a Jewish child, something which is also made a rice to eat. Everybody, any adult would have a chiyuv to stop the child. So that's how he did the Alkal Maisa. The Chayyarim differentiates between them. Shabur is passing like the Chayyarim. If I see a child doing an Aver the rice, I must stop. Any adult must stop him. If I see a child doing an Aver the Rabbanon, only the father has a chiyuv to take care of the child in that situation. Alkal Maisa. So I'm in shul, I see a kid speaking Lashon Hara. He said, the rice, I have a chiyuv to stop him.
Are
there any cool ones for carpet?
Sorry, there
was no. I'm not going to get involved in between the two parties over here. we have to grapple with the chiyuv of chinuch. Is it possible chiyuv of chinuch by a father, which clearly has a chiyuv of chinuch, ignoring an action of a child? Understanding that the best way to train him is by this moment ignoring, and eventually he'll understand better if I don't react at this point in time. So chinuch, this is not a chinuch class, and obviously we understand that chinuch sometimes means not responding for the final results. So you have to apply that to your carpool, and you have to ask you'll ask your local Orthodox rabbi. Okay.
How do you tell the age of Megiyah the chinuch?
That's a good question. Okay. Okay, so I just want to see if we can finish one or two more things. So that's how the two answers in Tosfos. Now, I'm not going to have time to look at, but you look at the Rashba on page 15. and 16, and the Ritva on page 17 and 18, they seem to grapple with this issue. The Ritva goes with the Tosis. He actually learns that's shot in the Rambam, the difference between ages. And once he reaches an age of chinuch, everybody would have to step in and do so. The Rashba doesn't like that answer. He comes up with a different scene. The first answer of Tosfos Shana, Asei and Lo Asei. Okay, one thing I want to talk about is, do we differentiate between different types of Averus? Is there a difference between the mitzvahs, a regular Ben Adam L'mokum, or Ben Adam L'chaveroi? And can we argue that maybe by Ben Adam L'chaveroi, which the main issue is the result should not be a negative result, so even a cotton, if the issue is not the avera of the cotton, but the result that it produces, so we should stop the cotton. Whereas by Ben Adam L'mokum, where the issue is the avera, a cotton does not intrinsic to have an avera, we should differentiate that there we should not have to stop it. So this is actually, you'll look at page 11 in the Mishmas Sozov. On the side it says, the Prima Gaza, it says number 24 on the side. So he quotes a Bach. The Bach says, "The Bach server beverish benolam chaveru bez and mitzvah nafrisha the cotton shliyav to kol yodi." Over here, this word tekola is very misleading. It's not the tekola anymore in Sanhedrin. It's a different tekola. It means it shouldn't be a negative result. So benolam chaveru, there'll be a negative result. So going to my case of the child speaking Lashon Hara, which was damaging somebody else. So take a look at the Eshel Avram. He says here, the Lav Dafka moment, Ruden Kabbalah Ubiyush Bedwarim, Kosha Bedonim Lachaberim, Bezim Simla Frisha, Shal Yerim Tekol Al Yom. So he says that this idea applies not only just by money, where there's clearly a damage, but emotional damage as well. You can't insult on somebody, can't hit somebody. So back to your carpal issue. So clearly, the Prima Gadam is like, you know, the kids are hitting each other, the kids are insulting each other. Prima Gadam says, your starting point is you have responsibilities. It's not my kid. You know, my kid's sitting next to me, he's acting okay. The kid's in the back, I don't have to worry about the kids in the back. So Prima Gadam says, no, that's not true. You got to worry about the kids in the back also. Now you might have to figure out, is it going to be effective or not? That's a different issue. But, you know, the Prima Gadam is saying we should differentiate that. The Chassam Sofer says that as well. He brings a case, at least a financial loss, for sure. There's a Gemara in Bo Metzia, which says that the child who's charging ribbis, a Yosim who took over his father's money and charging ribbis, deserves to join his father. That's the Gemara's Lashon. Very gentle Gemara. Okay, so it seems to me that when it comes up to Beidon Chavero, it's a whole different ballgame. So this whole discussion, and so going back to, if you read the questions on the chart, on the flyer, so I don't remember all of myself, but the question, do you have the tshuva when you become an adult? That's a Ramah. Is there a difference between a father and somebody else? I'm sitting in the shul and I see the child without a little bit of an esrei. It's as I say. According to both opinions, the child is gil chinuch, right? There should be a chiyuv, or mitzvah say, there should be a chiyuv to do that. Maybe it's only by the father, so it doesn't apply to somebody else. Tosfos says it depends on by mitzvah, if it's the first day of Sukkot, which is the rices. Maybe I should have a chiyuv to give him a little bit of an esrei. It's later days. I don't have to. It's only derabanan. Right? If it's speaking Lashon Hara, that's an avera. And it's a ben on the chavera. It's even worse. So for sure I should do something about it. We'll find them. We'll take it to the last page and then we'll just end over here. Take it all the way to the last page of the Torah pages over here. The Shulchan Aruch seems to give this in Chashan Mishpat, the Shulchan Aruch seems to touch on this a little bit. And so in page 24 he says, Kotan Shigonav Nazir and Karen Labailam and Buban. If a child stole, you have, if the item is still here, it's still intact, you return it. You made a ban, Potter Af Lachar Shigbal. He does not need to pay. That's a Gemara Baba Kama. But then on page 25, it says, Hey, Royal Bezan Lahakar Zakatanim Kvikaya Kotan Al Ganeva Kreshal Yir Gilim Bo Chayim Ezekiel Shar Nazakim. Any damage what they're going to do. In cases of whether damage or stealing or other types of damage, Bezdin can physically give corporal punishment to the child to motivate him to stop if necessary, because we don't want the children being wild, doing whatever they want. So at least Benal Machavera, there's clearly an intervention that will intervene. Now, it doesn't say is that just a practical issue, or this is because of the scheme of Tzarech HaFrishoy. That the Shulchan Aruch does not say, but based on what we're seeing, that would be a good argument that is possibly true. Okay, so we've grappled with the question. We don't have a definitive answer. What is the status of a child? Bringing it back to, obviously, the chiyuv of chinuch, and that deserves its own discussion. After the chiyuv of chinuch, is that a child chiyuv on the child, or is the chiyuv on the father? That's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, and that deserves a whole other packet, maybe in a different time. But the fascinating question which the Ruch Hanan deals with is, a person who's a Yisrael, even a katan, the concepts of mitzvahs apply to them, and we intuit this, that the people say, how can a katan doesn't have mitzvahs? Well, it doesn't have mitzvahs, you know, you argue rationally, but we intuit that a child has Yiddish and Neshama. It must be he has the Sibas Isser. It must be he has the responsibility. It can't be he does. He's not like a goy, right? But at the same time, we understand that the Torah relieved him from any responsibility. We can't put responsibility on a child, which it's not fair to give. So it's almost like we look at the child as some element of an oinus. A person does tshuva. He's a tinek shenishma. He knew nothing. He grew up, you know, somewhere in the middle of the the Aleutian Islands. He never met a Jew in his life. You know, they fell off a plane and grew up all by himself. Like, what's supposed to happen? He didn't know, but he's a Jew. And so we understand that the chiyuvim are there, but you can't expect anything other from him. So a child has that intrinsically in his status. He has such a status, and. The Musar part of it, we'll just say one moment of Musar, just the Musar part of it is the intrinsic connection that the Jew has to Mrs. Anaveris is there. Whether we can hold you culpable or not is irrelevant. I have good arguments why I can or I can't. I'm honest, etc. Those are all good arguments. But the status of the Jewish neshama is affected by mitzvahs, by Anaveris, and it's something which, you know, as we're going into the days of Yom Neroim, it maybe is a take a pause for a moment and observe that. Now I'll just have the Rosh Yeshiva share a few words.